You are now listening to the Voice of San Diego Podcast Network. For more information, visit voiceofsandiego.org/podcasts.
Hello, and thanks for listening to the Kept Faith Podcast. I'm Nick McCann. Well, Luis Urdias and Francisco Mejia are up. The first wave of talent has arrived, and everybody's excited. Last Friday, I got to go down to Sprouts in Claremont and meet Luis Urdias at a signing event that was put on by the Pod Squad and the Padres media team. It was really fun. I mean, there was a lot of people. I showed up towards the end, and there was a lot of fans that were excited to see this 21-year-old piece of gold, actually. I mean, it feels like he is just bringing excitement to everybody. I was there. I was one of the last people to go up, and I got a ball signed by Luis, and he said that he would try to be my son, my two-year-old son's favorite player. And I really appreciated that. I mean, he was just making small talk, but, you know, he seemed like he generally was... He wanted to be here for a long time, and I believed him. So it was fun. There was a woman in front of me that was about his age who went up for an initial picture and then went around the table and said, "Hey, I'd like to take a selfie with him too." And then followed that by asking him how she could find him on Snapchat. So, you know, the new wave is here. I mean, that girl was about his age, and maybe this is just modern celebrity life, I guess. I don't know. But it was really fun, and it was a cool thing to meet, a cool person to meet right after he had just come up. So last weekend, I went around to hang out with some of the Kept Faith patrons. I went to a few houses and dropped off socks. We gave out socks to our patrons for their second gift. If you want to become a patron, check out the patreon.com/thekeptfaith. And you can get whatever we make next, I guess. So, yeah, be sure to join that. I went over to Craig Elston's house, H.J. Preller Manor. I hung out with the Kanye Padre, a few other people. I actually hung out with Dallas for a while up in Fallbrook at Nezzy Burger. It was a lot of fun, and we're all pretty excited about Luis Urdias coming up and displaying some really fun athletic ability. The first place I stopped was over at John Gennaro's house. Getting come on, we're getting come on, we're getting yeah, I said we can, where you going, because I said you took a pretty shiver. I said you took a pretty shiver. Cool. So we're here at the Summer Studio 2 for Make the Padres Great Again. I'm here with John Gennaro.
Hey, buddy.
Hey. So I dropped off some patron socks. Are you excited about it?
I'm very excited about it. I wasn't sure I was getting them, and then you asked if you could drop by, and I was excited. You dropped off a pair for me and my wife, which I'm pumped up about.
Yeah, man. I mean, I just wanted to get everybody's reaction right now about Luis Urdias. How do you feel? It's pretty exciting, right?
So, yes. I mean, I'm the patron saint of Padres Twitter as far as, like, always looking at the downside of things. So when a player comes up and he has this much success, I'm always worried about the expectations that get put on him. Like, at some point, Major League Pitching is going to figure out a hole in his swing, and he's going to have a slump, and then there's going to be a certain amount of time, and hopefully he figures it out and he comes out of that slump. But I'm worried because of how well he's performed at the plate so far, that when he goes into that slump, people are just going to freak out instead of being like, oh, this is just the normal development of a young player. That being said, he's basically the best defensive second baseman the Padres have had since ever. Like, I can't think of one who's been better.
Yeah, does this feel like a turning point for just the whole rebuild? I mean, there's something about him where he has no relationship to the tank. He doesn't remember any of that. He just started, and he's winning games. That's what it feels like. I mean, does it feel like a turning of the page a little bit?
So it feels like I'm always the negative one. Even when Craig's not here, I'm not the negative one. It feels like Bud Black to me. And what I mean by that is, like, Buddy's teams outside of the 2010 team always underperformed until they were completely out of it. There was no chance for them to make the playoffs, and then they'd have a great second half. And it was always like, man, if they could just carry that second half into next year, they'll be a really good team. And right now, I'm trying to get excited, and I am excited. It's fun to watch like a team that can actually like play defense and hit. But at the same time, I'm trying not to get ahead of myself and go like, man, if Renfro is this player next year, if Hedges is this kind of hitter next year, if Urias keeps this up next year, if Myers can figure out third base and be a good hitter and stay healthy, like I think everyone is getting a little too excited about what the last couple weeks of August has been, myself included. And I want this to be how they start next season and how they play all through next season. They're bringing up Tatis and they're bringing up Quantrill, and everyone is just playing at the top of their game. But that's not usually how it happens with the Padres. And they have a history of like performing really, really well in August and September when the games mean absolutely nothing and there's no pressure on.
Yeah. Does it feel like uncharted territory that you don't know how to be excited about a Padre? Like it's been so long since we've felt this.
It's not just that it's been so long since we felt this. It's that we have felt this followed by disappointment a number of times. Like, you know, I felt this way about Sean Burroughs when he came up, and we know how that like ended. I felt this way about Chase Headley the first like year he was here, and then Chase Headley turned into Chase Headley. Like, we have higher hopes for Urias than we do those guys. So, I guess when it comes to the Padres, I'm trying not to get too excited, because the times in the past that I've gotten excited in the last 10 years, maybe 20 years, has basically all been followed by letdown, and I don't want that to happen.
All right, I'm here with Craig Elston from Make the Padres Great Again. I'm doing the Make the Padres Great Again tour. How you doing, Craig?
Outstanding. We're in the age of Urias and the sun is shining.
I know, right? So yeah, I was going to ask you, I mean, everybody's elated, it seems like. You were at the press box during his opening night. Right. What was that like? Was the buzz there?
So generally, you're supposed to be stoic, right, in the press box. And I sat at the radio row, which is always a little more, you know, the writers at Bill Center, rumph, rumph, right? On the right side, they put the rowdies, the radio guys. Urias makes that diving catch. I'm literally falling over woods. We're like hugging each other. Everyone's falling on each other. I thought we were in Brazil in the World Cup. It was quite fun. And I think everyone has caught a little fever here.
Yeah. I mean, does it feel like a turning point? Like we've gone through the whole, most of the development process. It just feels like he has no relationship to that dark period. He's just all light. It feels like he's just all positive energy. I met him yesterday, by the way. But
saw the picture.
Yeah. Do you think it's like, it does feel like a turning point to me. Does it feel like that to you?
Absolutely. In fact, we were talking about that on 1090 the last 2 days, that feels like we crossed a threshold where now, as I'm watching the Padres, there are more players on the field who will be part of the solution than there are who won't be part of the solution. I thought almost the entire year, you're watching the team lose and going, yeah, but Richard's not going to be here. Ross isn't going to be here. Galvis isn't going to be here. Like, you're just looking at these guys going, I don't think this is real. And now Urias kind of helps put the picture in place. And you're like, wait, this kid's coming. He's not even the fifth best guy that's coming up through the system. There's more like this. But I love his hustle. I love the way he doesn't take a pitch off and a bat off. I love his intensity. I think this kid's going to be the Padres' Dustin Pedroia. I really think he's going to be the heartbeat of the team when they're great.
Yeah, I never thought about that comp, but he is kind of that size. Maybe. I mean, I'd like, it does feel like each one of these guys that are considered like Preller's guys that come up, it does feel different. It feels like this is somebody that they've developed, somebody that we've heard about for almost 2 years now, it seems like. And I mean, I just think every time, like, I don't know what Tatis is going to be like when he comes up.
I mean, right? If we're like this for Urias,
I'm at your house.
We're going to be in the bathtub next time. I mean, right? I mean, we're going to be falling all over each other. But you know what? And I said this morning when I was filling in on The Hangover. We true Padre fans, if you're a Kept Faith Patreon fan, you know, you are part of this. You have been through months and years slaving through watching this team, still going to the park, still enjoying the world's greatest outdoor food court, right? Going, yeah, but I know the good's coming. I'm sitting through the bad, but I know the good's coming. Now the good's coming. We have earned this, Padres fans. We have earned this. Let's enjoy it. Let's watch the waves of talent crest on the shore. This is just the start of it. I can't even imagine how fun it's going to be when Munoz is closing things out and Tatis is hitting bombs and Baez is striking out everyone and Gore has got the crazy leg.
And Anderson Espinosa. Oh, I forgot about him. Oh, he's here. Oh, he's here. He's changing my life. No. But yeah, no, I mean, we both have podcasts and I think it's, for us especially, it's like, what have we been talking about for 3 years? And now it's like, oh, we could actually talk about a pennant race. That could actually happen. It's going to be interesting to see how people shift into that mode where we're actually watching baseball that might matter. And so, well, hey, man, thanks for having me over. Thanks for being a patron of the Kept Faith. And we'll see you next time when we make something else.
Thank you for the shocks. Thank you very much.
All right, I'm here at H.J. Preller Manor. It's the day of his unveiling of his pool, pre-party mode. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Enjoying a sensible session IPA. Welcome out to deep suburbia today.
Yeah, I started in East County. I've worked my way up through, I guess, Northeast County, Escondido. Now I'm into true North County coastal, right?
How's it feel? Like you really made it?
I just feel like I'm back in society now. It's just like, wow. Yeah. A lot of people. Yeah. It's worse than I thought. Escondido. No, just kidding. But So I just wanted to stop by, drop off some socks and get your opinion on Urias. How are you feeling?
I mean, has there been a better moment in Padres fandom in the last 3 years since Kyle Blanks is like inside the park home run? This is the best, right?
Yeah. Or like those 2 weeks where we thought Jabari Blash was something.
Well, none of us really actually thought that. That was a bit. That was a bit, Nick.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is better than Shrimp Mania, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, no, the announcers don't have to make up something and call him the most interesting man in baseball. Like, this is real. This is great. Like, this is the best.
Do you think this is the start of the post-tank era that we've all been waiting for? I mean, how are you gonna blog now? It's from a place of positivity.
I think, we've been there. Like after Preller's winter, we were pretty positive. But I mean, you think 2019 is gonna be a winning year? I don't think it's gonna be a winning year.
Well, we haven't lost yet with Luis Urias.
That's true. Statistically speaking, there's no reason to believe we will ever lose at this point. There's no data.
Yeah, I want to see it if we can actually lose with him on the field. But, last night he hit a home run, and that was exciting. What do you think it's going to be like throughout the rest of the season? I mean, are you worried about losing draft picks? Or?
No. I get it, and I agree. Like, the better draft, you know, the better draft position, the better. But, like, 4-3, I don't know if it's – I don't think it's really going to matter.
Well, yeah, I mean, it seems like people are not going to know how to really function with a positive baseball team experience. I mean, I think next season there will be expectations, but it'll probably – maybe they'll be 500. What are you thinking?
I think it's going to be like last year, mid to low 70s probably. I mean, the pitching sucks. There's like a lot of holes. Like you can't add one thing and be fine. I mean, except now we're 4-0 in the Urias era, but you know, let's not get crazy.
Yeah, let's not. I mean, Tatis has to still come up. I mean, do you think it's going to be like this? What do you think? I think Tatis will be different. It'll be even more exciting, right, when he comes up. If this is a taste of every time one of these guys comes up and everybody freaks out, I mean, his will be like four times as big, I think.
I mean, we got excited for Brett Kennedy. Like, remember his first start? Like, it was a pretty big buildup that day. I mean, it ended in terror and misery, but, like, that was a good day. And I feel like we're going to continue that every single call-up.
So, I'm going to take off pretty soon, but, like, so how has becoming a TKF patron, has it changed your life?
You know, it's been one of the best investments of my life. It's been a lot better investment than my investment in Zilliqa cryptocurrency is looking, or Ethereum. It's really great.
Cool. Yeah, I'm just going to put my head under your tap here and have some modern times. Okay. All right. Bye. I'm walking down the street in downtown Chula Vista with the Kanye Padre. How you doing?
Very good. How are you?
Good. Well, thanks for being a patron. We just gave you your socks. We wanted to just ask you about your initial feelings of what it means to have Luis Urias here.
You know, it brings a lot of hope to the team. You know, I wake up any morning and it feels like the Padres are finally going to win one, so I like that hope. It's better than the Priella era. So I'm very grateful to have Urias on this team. And I hope for, you know, better tomorrows. And it's a great, great time to be a Padre fan.
Yeah, does this feel like a turning point in just the overall following of the team? Like, it's been so negative recently that, you know, we have this young, exciting player who doesn't really have any relationship to the tank years or anything like that, but does it feel like kind of a checkpoint in the process?
Oh, yeah. I saw Luis Urias back in when he was in Lake Elsinore, so I saw the talent back then. He was really solid defensively, and then he had a better bat. So, this is the turning point. This is where you start to see better development. I think you'll start seeing a team that wants to win more. You know, Luis Urias does bring, you know, a better product to the table.
I mean, what do you think it's going to be like if we're seeing the fan base react to it this way? What do you think it's going to be like when Fernando Tatis Jr. comes up?
Probably the same way, if not better.
Yeah,
Fernando Tatis is even better talent-wise. So this is like the best part of being a Padre fan is finally seeing these guys come up. So it's an exciting time.
Well, yeah, you can check out the Kanye Padre on Twitter at the Kanye Padre. And he's also writing for Gwintelligence every once in a while now, right? So check out that, Gwintelligence.com. Before we go, what's your favorite Kanye album?
Oh, that's a tough one. They're all my favorites.
Are you a defender of Kanye? Because I feel like I have to do that all the time. I know he says a lot of crazy stuff now, but
I go away from the crazy and just stick to the music.
Yeah.
I do feel that you know, the Yeezus album is pretty underrated, but I have to go with My Beautiful Twisted Dark Fantasy.
That's the correct answer. The correct answer. That's the best one. I have 808s 2, Yeezus 3, probably. I listen to Pablo more and more as time goes on, but that's enough. We'll do a Kanye episode for the patrons at some point. So.
All right. Yeah. I'd be excited to do that.
Cool, man. Well, thanks for being a patron, and we'll have you on again sometime. All right. All right. Bye. I'm sitting in Dallas's what year is this Pontiac?
1964 Pontiac Tempest, GTO. I got a 326 CUIN. You know what that means?
Nope.
Neither do I. But that's what I was told, and it's true.
All right, let's fire this baby up.
You want to turn it on?
Yeah, we're in the park.
Take a second.
We're at the parking lot of Nezzy Burger.
It's gonna be loud.
Okay. Whoa!
Like
wow.
That?
This is the car from My Cousin Vinny, right?
No. The car from My Cousin Vinny was a Pontiac, but I don't think it was this Pontiac.
Okay.
But they look exactly alike. So I could just say yes. You know what? Yes, it's the car from My Cousin Vinny.
Well, okay.
Should I turn it off now?
Yeah, you can probably turn it off. It does work, folks. Just so you know. You've probably seen it on the internet, but so Dallas.
Don't worry, it might not the next time we start.
Dallas, this is crossroads, I guess. Whoa, geez.
Well, no, this is the 76.
No, but Jose, I almost called him Jose.
Jose Urias.
Luis Urias.
Ooh,
is
look at you
is,
on the pronunciation.
I've been saying it all day. So he's up and everybody's happy. Isn't it weird that everybody's happy now?
It is very weird that everybody's happy, but I feel like we've been here before. Like, remember when they brought Rizzo up and everybody was stoked, and they brought, I remember even when Sean Burrows started the season, that one season, everybody's like, oh, well, here we go, World Series around the corner. I feel like anytime we get a nice prospect showing their face, everybody gets excited. And I mean, like, you should be happy. He was destroying it in the minors. He was so good. He was clearly ready for the next level. They brought him up. You know, he's not been amazing offensively. He's been able to pretty much hold his own offensively. He looks at a lot of pitches, which is something we don't see often from Padres hitters. Defensively, he's just glorious to watch. Like, you trust him. You know what I mean? Like, I like Spange a lot. He's great, but I don't trust him at second base. He's just a guy who plays second base. Like, I trust Urias.
How do you think the fan base is going to function with
positive? Once we trade him?
No, with like positive. If we have like an actually good team, do you think that this is a turning point? And if it is, is the fan base going to be able to function in like a pennant race or anything positive? It seems like the team has been bad for so long. Everybody doesn't know how to deal with positivity.
Yeah.
Padres Twitter is a nightmare. But
yeah, it's a horrible cesspool of people who pretend to not be offended. It is a, like, basically, once we trade Urias, because we will, there's no way we keep him. Once we trade him, I fear for most people's lives, because I don't want, you can't build it up so much. Like, he's still very young, extremely young. And there's a lot left for him to put together before you can count him as this incredible major leaguer. I think he can get there. I mean, like, I've never looked at a player like I look at Urias and go, wow, like, he looks like he's major league ready, and he looks like he will be a good major leaguer. He reminds me of a kind of a, this is going to be a almost a false comparison, so get ready, an Omar Vizquel. Where, like, defensively, I just trust him, but he's not flashy. Like, Vizquel was never flashy, but you always trusted him defensively. And Vizquel also had a great eye at the plate, never really wowed you with any one statistical offensive stat, but was always steady, got on base. You know, you never replaced him. He was, or like maybe a Barry Larkin would be a good comparison.
Yeah, I mean,
actually, Barry Larkin. Hey, Nick, Barry Larkin is what I want to go with.
Yeah, well, I mean, I wonder, like, if Tatis comes up, he seems like people have more expectations for him. If he comes up, what do you think how are people going to react? I mean, if this is the taste of what it feels like when one of Preller's guys actually comes through the system and comes up and starts doing exciting things, I mean, what do you think Tatis will be like hopefully next year?
I think people will be throwing parades. Like, there will be little tiny parades at breweries all over San Diego for Fernando Tatis. Like, you met Urias at Sprouts. Like Tatis, they'll close down Sprouts on Tatis Day. Like, nothing will be open. You know, you'll have to go watch him play. There is going to be so much expectation for Fernando Tatis. I feel sorry for him. I think he'll be fine. I don't know what he's going to be like. I don't think any of us know what Urias is going to be like. It's just one of those things where, like, the reason why people, I think, are so excited about Urias is because we have somebody there that we don't have a question mark now at second base. Like, he could be our second baseman until he can't be that position anymore. You don't have to keep trotting out experiments at second. He's the guy. And I think Tatis is the same way. He could be our guy at short or third. And I think that's what people get so excited about, is a question mark has now been erased. Like, they are that position until they don't want to be.
The Padres are doing cutoff and relays tomorrow at 3:00 in September, dude. Are you guys gonna do pop-up com too? Oh my god, bro, it's so miserable, man. It's insane.
Will, did you hear they're calling up
Andy? Andy could not be any worse than he is right now.
Dude,
hey, I got a mini for you, Grubby. What'd you say, Carl?
Streaming.
Streaming.
What you just heard is something that you've probably already heard on the internet, but the story has been out there. Will Myers and Carlos Asuaje were on a website called Twitch where they were playing Fortnite, and Will didn't think he was being recorded, and Carlos knew that they were being recorded, so Will got in a little bit of trouble. But, you know, it was an interesting story that happened, especially after Urias had come up, because Carlos Asuaje is down in AAA. Will Myers is a more established player. We all know that. And I think it's connected to the Urias and Mejia coming up, this first wave of talent coming up, because guys like Carlos Asuaje, they might be some of the casualties of that. I mean, it seems like Carlos is not part of the future plans of the Padres, and there's too many other players in the system that do what he does, and they seem to have more potential. Like, he's probably spent enough time up and under enough valuation for the Padres to realize that at best he's just a fringe player. I think it's interesting what we heard on that recording, to me at least, was I heard Will Myers talking to somebody who he was friends with who was probably going to enter another phase in his career where he's not a valued prospect, and he's going to have to go probably to another team and try to find his way and probably not to get the same chances that he did under the Padres. He can only be a valued prospect once. And if Carlos is segueing into that phase of his career where he's probably a fringe major leaguer, it sounded to me like a conversation that I've had with friends and friends have had with me where they're feeling sorry, or we're feeling sorry for each other, and we're lying to each other. We're saying like, oh, you know, hey, it's not that great up here in the major leagues. Oh, Andy's a jerk. You know, Andy's going crazy. It's a drag, man. We're just hanging out. And maybe Carlos knows that he's exaggerating, and Will knows he's exaggerating, but you know, it's a tough reality for the business that they're in, that some people make it in the plans for an organization, and they're going to have this beautiful experience together. And some people get cast away. With Urias coming up, Carlos Asuaje is probably the odd man out. I mean, I think that everybody would probably agree that Corey Spangenberg probably gives the Padres exactly what Carlos does, and he's slightly better. They have other guys coming up, Javier Guerra and Esteri Ruiz and all these other people that are probably going to be filtering up, while the team probably doesn't want to stick around and watch Carlos figure it out, you know, and maybe some other organization will give him the opportunity. I hope he does, because he seems like a nice guy. But I don't know. I thought that was interesting that happened. You can hear on the recording that somebody is saying, hey, did Urias get called up? Or you hear that he's going to get called up? And yeah, I mean, I think when somebody like that comes through the system, it does send shockwaves through every level. And I don't know what we are supposed to really deduce about Will Myers as a leader. Maybe he shouldn't be talking like that. It sounded like two coworkers that are in different phases of their career trying to relate to each other, and one of them not knowing he was being recorded. So I don't know. I mean, it's a difficult thing. That's what it just reminded me of, conversations I've had where somebody felt sympathetic to me or felt bad for me, and they were kind of like trying to make this other level that they're up on not seem as cool, so I don't feel as bad, or, you know, stuff like that. I think that friends talk to each other like that a lot. Like, guys get together and they have these conversations that are lies, or, you know, that aren't authentic, but they help in a certain way. That's what I took from it. But some people think that Carlos is just, he plays too many video games, and that's why he's not good. I think that's fair to feel that way, I guess, because he has revealed that about his life, that he plays a lot of video games. I don't know. I actually asked Kevin Acey about that on his mailbag, and he basically said that, you know, Carlos Asuaje might not be part of the future, and that they don't really view that as the reason why he's not succeeding. So I don't know. I mean, that's Kevin. He has access, you know. I don't want to get into it about him or anything, but, you know, it does feel like Carlos is the odd man out because Urias is up, and he looks better, or he probably will be better. And there's other people down the pipeline that are going to be better than him. He might have to go somewhere else and be a fringe prospect that people aren't going to have as much stake in. You know, you only get to be this person once. And I think Will and the guys around, these guys, I think, understand that more than anything, is that when an organization is just turning away from a player, that player can feel alienated and probably feel, you know, a lot of doubt in their lives. And I think Will, it sounded to me like Will was, you know, hanging out with him online and trying to, you know, lessen the blow, if that's really what this comes to. But anyways, I talked to Travis Russell. He came over to pick up the rest of the patron socks that will be mailed out. So again, join up and check that out. Be on, be one of our donors at patreon.com/thecatfaith. Travis came over and we'll close it out with his thoughts on it. He's just, he's pissed at Will, and that's fine. So he came over and we got his take too. And God bless Mejia. He hit 2 home runs today. So that's great. All right. Okay, Travis, you came over. I'm giving you the remainder patron socks so we can have those sent out to the...
Ship them.
Yeah, we got to get the patrons dressed. So a lot's happened. On Monday, I guess, it was the Twitch day. I guess Will Myers and Carlos... Will Myers and Carlos is why I play in Twitch. We just heard the clip. How are you feeling about it?
Well, first of all, I had no idea that was like a thing, but it angered me a lot. And I know a lot of people say it's not a big deal, but me not being like the stat guy, I played my baseball, a perspective is emotional. And hearing that when I've heard Will Myers in other interviews saying how hard baseball is and, oh, it's so miserable, talking about something that I would love to do every day of my life because I love baseball as something miserable. I know it's not that big of a deal, really, but the way I look at baseball, it's a really big deal to me as a season ticket holder. Like, I'm not paying, like, in the thousands of dollars to watch Will Myers do what he did at third base last Thursday night, I think it was. And I believe this Twitch conversation was before that game. So not only should he should be doing basic routine baseball. He's doing Ole backhand stuff at third that's just horrible. And then fielding the ball and kicking it and acting like a 13-year-old playing Little League. He's a professional third baseman right now.
So it's not just that he's not doing enough routines or not doing enough prep. It's also probably compounded that he had to do a full profile with Kevin Acey. He had to like apologize to his teammates probably and his manager. So that compounds on top of each other for, you know, besides the fact that he's just trying to like learn a new position. I mean, can he handle this?
Well, and practice, I know it's just like Alan Iver said, it's just practice. But when you're bad, like you need to practice. And then like your attitude towards practice, at least from my worldview, is everything. Attitude is everything. So like you're getting paid millions of dollars, granted $2 million this year, whatever, a lot more than I've ever made in my life, to like do this amazing game. Why wouldn't you have the attitude of like, you know, doing, what were they talking about? Cutoff man or whatever. I don't even care. Like that to me is like the best day I could have in life and getting paid a lot of money every year to do it. So I just don't understand the attitude. Like I know he has great stats. He's probably still one of the best athletes on the Padres. Like physique wise, he is amazing. He's got all these tools, all these skills, but he looks like Eeyore or just like bummed to be there playing baseball. Oh, woe is me. And that's what I have a problem with.
Yeah, and I mean, I think your problem is what I think you share. Your problem is what a lot of people have, is that there are these young players coming in. Urias is up. Francisco Mejia is up. He might see some time at third base, too. Is Will not setting a good example for this new chapter in Padres baseball? I mean, how are you feeling before we get onto Will Myers and his connection to it as a leader or not a leader? But how are you on Urias and Mejia so far? Mejia hit 2 home runs tonight.
Yeah, it's 2 first at bats for Mejia's home runs. A single and then a 3-run home run. It's just ridiculous.
I'm really questioning my feelings for Austin Hedges right now, and it's dangerous territory for me.
But think about like Hedges as a Ellis that we had this year. I mean, that is just so attractive. It's ridiculous because he's still working with the pen and stuff. But like the Eckstein effect is real. I don't care what you say. Get all your stats. The second that Urias was at second base and that first play, it was just like it had an impact that you can't talk about with words.
Yeah, and then Mejia, this two home runs in his first two at-bats. I mean, we needed that. We needed that bad. It's a good problem to have, two really good catchers. And here's my son. How you doing? Sorry. Well, let's wrap up, Travis. Yeah. You know, let's get those socks out to people. And thanks for coming over. Thanks for being a producer on the Kept Faith and co-host and everything. And let's have a good, let's close the chapter of what's behind us. What's past is prologue to this, my friend. Yeah, and let's go forward.
The future is so bright. Like, even if we're not winning, the attitude of the team and the way it's going is just, we're on the right trajectory.
Okay. Well, keep the faith. See you next week.
Balance throw to first. They got him. The sensational play by Alan Wiggins.
2-0. High fly ball. Well hit right field. Look out. Maldonado at the wall. Terry Kennedy. Home run.
Drive to deep right field. If it's fair, the Padres will have the lead. It is a fair ball.
Going back is Reynolds, and it's...
The show you just heard was part of the Voice of San Diego Podcast Network. To hear other great shows like the Voice of San Diego podcast, I Made It in San Diego, a show all about the people behind the region's businesses, the award-winning Culture Cast, the Kept Faith, a San Diego sports show, and more, please visit voiceofsandiego.org/podcasts. If you'd like to sponsor any of the podcasts, please email Aaron at voiceofsandiego.org. That's Erin at VOSD.org.